The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, here we are, Sunday, March 22nd, 2 weeks into the period of time that IMC has been closed as part of our collective societal efforts to limit the spread of the coronavirus. And I wanted to take just a few minutes here to provide a little bit of an update for the wider IMC community about the state of things here at IMC and how it's going. I was on retreat until 2 weeks ago Friday, so a little over 2 weeks. And I came back to discover that the big question was, should we close IMC and close our programmings down? And Saturday morning I woke up and there was clear that the county health department was asking people to limit gatherings above 50. And so we canceled the day along that day. We canceled Sunday morning that day. And we transformed some of it into online programs. And then it became clear that we should really stop everything. And so it's been 2 weeks now, and we're now in, it feels like, a very different era for IMC's community, and we're no longer a community of people that are coming together live and meeting here at IMC and have a very rich experience of being here Sunday morning, Monday evening, the different groups that we have that support each other, that meet here regularly, and, you know, we have a lot of programs at IMC. Every day there's multiple programs, usually. And in fact, it's very hard to get, was very hard to get new programs into the schedule because the building was being used so much. So that represented a very rich and vibrant kind of offerings, programs, community that was going on. All that came to a stop. And so in these last 2 weeks, I've been very busy trying to figure out to find our way, set up new programs, set up online programs, figure out what to do. And it's been slow going. I haven't been able to take care of things as well as it should have been taken care of. I haven't been able to connect to enough people about it and touch in with people because I kind of had my hands full. And but it's been very exciting, too, to see this new possibility of online. To add to the excitement or the blessing of all this. Last Sunday, 15th of March, we had we were supposed to start a 1 week retreat for experienced practitioners at our retreat center, IRC. And that became an online retreat, and we were able to include many more people than what we had originally planned. There were, I think, over 70 people on the online retreat. And maybe because they were kind of experienced retreatants, it just felt like everyone just settled in, and it turned out that using the Zoom platform for having a retreat was very rich and meaningful, much more than I ever could have imagined. And the sense of connectedness between the retreatants, I think, was quite rich as well, certainly for me personally. And the retreat ended this morning, and to feel the vibrance and the richness and the value that this has for people has made me enthusiastic about the possibility of online offerings and online connections with our community. So we definitely have a new era. Some people have been asking about IMC's financial situation at this time, because with everything coming to a stop, the regular Dana donations have also stopped. And so I want to reassure everyone that IMC's and IRC's wealth is in the people who are part of it and support it with their generosity, their volunteerism, their practice. And we still have a very robust, rich community of practitioners and supporters for who we are. And so we're really kind of building on that right now. Financially, when we first bought this building about 20 years ago, we made sure that we did not buy the building without having in the bank an emergency fund, a contingency fund, that would tide us over in any emergency that might happen. Back then, we thought, well, maybe there would be some problem with the building. The building would be an earthquake or something, and we had to rebuild it, or a fire, or I don't know what. But the idea was to have an emergency fund, because being an all-dana center, it felt very important to never be financially stressed, and never to be up against kind of like, oh, we have to put on more programs in order to make more money. And so we've been very fortunate these 20 years that we've had this very nice emergency fund in the background that, you know, has been reassuring that we're always there to support us if something happened. And now this is the emergency. This is the time. And so now we have this financial support to tide us over for many months without receiving many donations. You know, ideally we wouldn't be ever kind of tapping down the emergency fund, but that's what it's for this time. So I think we're very comfortable with this and content with it. But what it also has highlighted is this people wealth we have. That as we've moved to this online retreat, online offerings, it's amazing the number of people in our community who have stepped forward and have offered all the little pieces of support to make all this happen. Not little, but big pieces of support to be able to now transition to online. There's people who know the technology, the website, who are registrars, are coordinators, who've, for example, in this last online retreat we had for about 70 people, about 20 people, Zoom was new and, you know, were confused by the technology of all this. And those 20 people received individual attention to support them to find their way and you know, with Zoom. So people in our community stepped forward, offered help to those who had need, and it was quite something to see. You know, a lot of people are helping with technology to make this YouTube channel work. The technology of it, you know, seems like almost every day it had a glitch. I think this is the first day we haven't seen a glitch in how it works on our end. Something is not working and having to problem solve. And so there's lots of people helping and supporting in many ways. Also, what's really clear to me and very happy with is a number of people now who are teaching at IMC. When we first moved here 20 years ago, I was the only teacher. And now we have, you know, I don't know how many, 12, 20 different people who are serious kind of teaching roles here in the IMC community who are available. And many of them are stepping forward now, stepping up to support the wider IMC community. Some of them have their own groups they teach, the Dharma en Español on Tuesday evenings, the recovery groups on Sunday, the At Home in the World group on Sunday evenings as well, the LGBTQ community that we have, the Senior Sangha that's been meeting now once a month. There's a variety of programs that we've been, where the people leading those programs have reached out to their group to offer ongoing support and have Zoom meetings and do things that involves. We have the group, the life-threatening illness group, that are meeting on Zoom now and is being supported. And we've started the process of being able to reach out to the IMC community to offer little meetings of 5 or 6 people to be able to debrief or talk or some kind of practice of deep listening to each other as people talk about their experience of this new era and their feelings, their reactions, how they're feeling about the virus and what's happening in our society, and also how they're working with their practice and developing, you know, what are the teachings and practices that support them at this time. And we're, you know, we started kind of with kind of concentric circles of people who we have email addresses for, or people who are our volunteers. And the idea is to, as we expand outwards, to include more people in this kind of support system that we're trying to put in place. We've started to reach out to some of the people we know who are elderly or frail and might have trouble getting supplies and need some support. And we're also, but part of that is we need people who are available to offer that kind of support. And so we're both trying to figure out both, so we can have people to support the people who need supporting. We're also in the process of thinking out, planning out new programs that are supportive for people in this new era. So these online sittings and talks that we offer. And it seems fairly natural, or it seems to me that it feels like it's part of what is called for, is rather than sitting Sunday morning and Monday evening in silence, it seems like in this format, this YouTube format, it's appropriate to give some guided meditations. Partly I want to feel some connection to people I'm with, since I don't literally see them. And also, I think maybe I have a feeling that people sitting there at home, it's a little bit strange to log on and just log on to silence, someone sitting there. And so kind of to establish a rapport, a connection, and also to help support people to kind of settle in their home life. And perhaps also these guided meditations are a way of offering a little bit of Dharma teaching from all kinds of different perspectives on the different days than when it's offered. And in this regard, I've also started every morning at 7 a.m., 7 in the morning sitting, and then at 7:30, a 15-minute Dharmet, so that there's a kind of daily touchstone of community, of sitting, of teaching, that people who are now sheltered at home have more time to practice and more interest in practice and more maybe need of support in this kind of era of anxiety and maybe social isolation and things that are going on. And so to meet this every Friday, and then every weekday day at 7, and then on Fridays at the end of it to take an extra half an hour or so to do a Q&A session with the people who are on YouTube. And you know, I imagine it'll get out of hand, the number of questions we get, and hopefully people are patient and equanimous about just the ones we pull out of that chat box. And then I thought this was a really opportune time to offer an introduction to meditation series, that are all these people who maybe have been interested in meditation for a long time and maybe haven't had the ability with a busy life to come to IMC to get our intro class. And also there's a lot of, you know, some people have a lot of time, that I thought it might be very interesting to offer it's going to be a nine-day series, I think, or eight-day series. I'm not quite sure exactly the days, but the minimum would be Monday through Thursday for 2 weeks, starting next Monday. Or it might be the first week Monday through Friday, and then Monday through Thursday the following week, and that would be 1 hour introduction to meditation, mindfulness meditation, somewhat like the usual course that I teach, but perhaps with a little different format and a little different way the time is. I'm hoping it can evolve, unfold, maybe in an interesting way that supports many people. And then I'm delighted that the people who have been offering like the intro to meditation one-time session, like Thursday evening, have started to offer that on Zoom. And IMC now has 3 Zoom accounts. We might have to get more Zoom accounts. And it's kind of exciting to see all the things that are developing and growing that's possible through Zoom. And then we have the retreat center, and we have some wonderful resident volunteers who are living there and taking care of the center. And we're also involved with supporting and caring for the online retreat. And we're going to have another online retreat starting on Friday. And I think for the next while, as long as we have this shelter-in-place situation, that we'll figure out how to offer more retreats and open up to more and more people. I'll be teaching a retreat at Spirit Rock starting, I think, the 11th of April. That I can imagine maybe will be open to more people since it'll be an online retreat. And then for IRC as well. Some of the retreats we have there will be transformed into online retreats. So you might want to stay informed and find out what's going on. And as we do this new format, which has proved amazingly rich and beneficial for people. So we're very much in process. We're very much figuring it out as we go along. We haven't been able to maybe do the whole process of getting organized and having meetings with people and really kind of care for this carefully, cooperatively, as all the different community members, teachers, board members who are involved and take leadership because of the speed in which all this has been going on. And I hope that over the next weeks, we can kind of catch up to ourselves and feel gathered together as a community, those of us who are leaders and taking care of it, and also those people who have been coming regularly or people who are online. I hope that our wide Audio Dharma audience, that many people who have been part of IMC, maybe some for many years by listening to these talks online, will now feel like we've joined them, or they can join us, the people who have been part of IMC live for all these years. And now we really feel like we're a much wider community, a wider circle of people sharing in the Dharma, sharing in the practice, and that when this shelter at home, shelter in place period is over, I anticipate we'll have developed a really robust series of offerings online and an online way of supporting people that we'll be able to continue into the future in a much richer, dynamic, and supportive way for our society. So that's my update. I hope that that gives people a little bit of sense of how things are going. And to know that I'm doing well personally, my family's doing well personally, and that I come down here to do these YouTube presentations, and it's quite something to feel the spaciousness and the openness of the place. And I actually have a very different feeling for being in this IMC building where no one's here now than other times where I've been alone in here. Now when I'm alone, I feel like I'm together with this wide world of people who I'm kind of, through my imagination, is seeing through the camera that I'm looking at. So thank you, and I look forward to building our community this way over time. Thank you.